Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie from anywhere in the world. Deborah McKenna, you've seen this ad. Go ahead, Deborah, explain to people what's in it.
Well, the content of the ad, Joe, was there was a bus company from, they're based up in Londonderry. They were blatant and put an ad out on Facebook there today saying that let's all have a relaxing day down south.
Okay.
And we can visit Dundrum Shopping Centre.
Dundrum, yeah.
Yeah, and there's designer shops, and we'll all have a great day out, knowing that Northern Ireland is going back into lockdown, and they think it's okay then just to come down here and do their shopping.
Because we've bizarre scenario on the island,
yeah.
That the Northern Ireland's going back into lockdown tonight, all non-essential shops. Etc., hospitality, etc. Well, a lot of them are closed, but all non-essential shops are shutting from midnight, whereas we're emerging from lockdown next Tuesday / Wednesday at midnight, when Dundrum Shopping Centre and Blanche and Liffey Valley and Crescent in Limerick and Douglas and Cork and every other shopping centre in the country is opening. So GD Tours, who are based in Derry, they say with shops closing in the north tomorrow at midnight, that's tonight obviously, the south is opening on Monday the 30th. Let's get seats sold and have a relaxing day to the biggest shopping centre in Ireland with over 100 designer shops under one roof. This is going on Saturday the 5th of December, which is Saturday week. Seats £25 per person. A comfort stop at Apple Green Services and way there and back. I presume it's Apple Green there in North County Dublin on the Derry Road. The Derry / Belfast Road. Bus leaving L / Derry, London / Londonderry, so to speak, at 7 a.m. Other pickups can be arranged. And there's the contact details. But it is a reputable company, GD Tours. Now,
yeah.
what they're doing, as Leo Varadkar would point out, and he's not forgetting Bet around the place, because he dared mention last night at a Fine Gael private meeting that would it be worth having a look at the border, given we've two completely COVID jurisdictions and two completely COVID death rates and virus rates at the moment. Would it be worth even saying to people, don't go over the border? And is this not what he's saying? What this company are doing is totally legal. Dundrum Shopping Centre cannot stop a bus that rolls into the car park at 9:30 next Saturday week with the reg number from Northern Ireland, though they could easily hire a bus in Donegal, and they cannot turn it back. So what's the problem? What they're doing under our government rules and the rules of the government up north, so to speak, the executive, what they're doing is totally legal, GD Tours.
It is totally legal, but I mean, where does it leave us here in the south then? I mean, we've just been wasting our time, totally wasting our time, if that's going to be allowed. And if one bus company is going to do it, then they're all going to jump on the bandwagon.
But you don't need a bus company to do it. People can get in their cars if they're lucky enough to have a car.
Well, they can, but I mean, they're blatantly advertising this, again, because there's no laws in place on the borders. And why has it taken so long?
Well, what do you think of Leo Varadkar's suggestion, which has been slapped down by every political party, including his own the own government leader, i.e. Micheál Martin, when he said let's talk about the border and COVID? What do you think about Leo Varadkar? Do you agree with him? Don't be afraid to say yes if you do, Deborah.
Well, I don't really have a problem with, because yes, I do think it's like the elephant in the room. It's not being addressed, so he has to address it. So yeah, I do agree.
Okay, stay there, Deborah. 51551, that's our text number. Patrick, good afternoon. You contacted us a few weeks ago. You work in Dundrum Shopping Centre.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And what's your reaction to this I presume they don't need ads. I presume people in Newry could be down in Dundrum in 70 minutes. So what's your reaction as a worker in Dundrum, Basil, Dundrum Shopping Centre, the biggest in Ireland, they say?
Well, I'm anxious as it is, kind of heading back to work next week. But okay, to see this kind of ads kind of blatantly advertising, saying, oh, come down for a lovely day, like, it's going to be busy enough. And then you're blatantly advertising, saying, oh, come on down, bringing busloads of people from the north where they shouldn't be travelling down to us, because we're leaving lockdown, they're still in lockdown. So it's ridiculous. Why should people of Dublin, Dublin always getting criticised for having too many cases anyway, this is just going to spike it as it is. We're probably going to see a spike either way, because the Christmas rush and everyone's going to be in a good mood, and kind of that kind of social distancing goes out the window anyway. It went out the window in July, August and September, so it's surely going to happen again.
And Patrick, but you could argue, like, all the shops down south could do with the money.
So they could deal with the money, but they could deal with their lives as well. Like, at the end of the day, money comes and goes, but once you're dead, you're dead, if you get what I mean.
Like, yeah,
it's your health is your wealth.
And Patrick, what is the protocols in Dundrum at the various entrances? There's lots of them. Is your temperature checked? Are you asked to sanitise at the entrance to the actual mall itself rather than each individual shop, which I'm sure happens as well? What to your knowledge happens in Dundrum?
Well, like you said, each shop kind of has their own different things. The majority of them would have sanitisations as you walk in, but in terms of entering the centre itself, they'd have sanitisations as well, but they wouldn't have the stuff you kind of see in Lidl where you can, it's like a traffic light system. They wouldn't have that. It's kind of a free roam in. And once you're in, they say that they have a crowd checker and all, but to be honest, I don't see that working. And I've seen around the shopping centre, at peak times, it's like it was normally. So I don't know how much of a system they would have in place for people getting into the centre. But
So there's nobody standing at the door of Dundrum with clickers counting people in?
No, not to Dundrum itself. Not to Dundrum itself. But okay, there'd be security men now making sure that people might be wearing a mask, they'd probably be after, but on kind of a regular basis for every single person, no, they wouldn't.
And you're clear, Patrick, in when the lockdown ended, which it's ending, we're going back to level probably level 3- next Wednesday. Your memory is when the lockdown ended before from level 5, and the previous level 5 was much more adhered to than this level 5, as we know from traffic. When level 5 was lifted before, you said Dundrum was thronged.
Oh, yeah. And you got to remember, a lot of people were still apprehensive of going out. So yeah, God knows what they'll be like this time around when they know once lockdown lifts that they'll be able to roam. So last time there was a lot of apprehension with going to Dundrum, big gatherings, loads of people. But I can only imagine what it's going to be like now, next week, when people will be, Christmas and all that kind of stuff. So
of course, yeah.
It's going to be mental, and it's already mental as it is, like prior to the lockdown and during lockdown, it was mental. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like in the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, but you're saying, as far as you know, we'll invite Dundrum on. We've invited GD Tours on as well, to see, have GD spoken to Dundrum Shopping Centre, or have Dundrum spoken to GD, the tour company from Derry, who are obviously they hired a bus because they put a price on it, so therefore they know the cost of the bus, they know the cost of one or two drivers, they've worked out how many they can carry on the bus to come up with a price, which I presume rightfully has a couple of bob profit written in, a 25 sterling return. Patrick, have people, because Dundrum is such an incredible basilica of shopping, have people been observing in the last, obviously it hasn't been open recently, but before level 5, were people wearing masks? Were people observing? Were people keeping a bit of a distance?
I think early on in the lockdown, a lot of people, and even with mask wearing, the vast majority of people would be wearing masks, but you'd always get that kind of cohorts of society who say, oh, it's anti-mask and all that kind of stuff, but the majority of people would. But social distancing kind of went out the window a bit, to be honest, I think so, and people kind of got easier and kind of on edge elements of it kind of went out the window. A lot of people were very easy. Like, I you'd be putting clothes away and people be nearly up on top of you kind of asking a question, and you kind of need to step back a bit. So that's what I'm just worried about in terms of Christmas. Like, people will be mental trying to get their stock and trying to get the things that they need. And they'll do, you see it kind of with Black Friday in America. I kind of fear you're going to get that again in terms of people just get in, get out, and just don't care who they take down to go in, if you go to me.
So you think it'll be Black Wednesday next week by the way, the way people shop. Patrick, I don't know how you would know this, so bear with me for a sec. Have you noticed organised trips from different places, including Northern Ireland, before?
I have. Like, last year and stuff like that, you'd always get that, people organising trips in big groups down on buses, but especially kind of Spanish students as well during times. You'd always see that around Dundrum, but in a pandemic, it's obscene. Like, why? Whoever thought of that? Like, understand. Look, people are going to travel down regardless. They're going to come down here, but blatantly organising busfuls, like, you're bragging about having bus packed of people of coming down from the north, and it's going to be a great day out and all that kind of stuff. Like, in a pandemic, it's just not right. It's not right.
But my point, Patrick, is it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, but it's as the Taoiseach keeps saying, common sense should prevail. And in that instance, common sense is out the window. It's all about the profit.
Yeah. I just wonder, Patrick, from what you say, and I think we're getting an incredible insight, fair play to you, because Dundrum themselves won't come on, which is a pity, because they're always anxious to be on radio programmes when they're promoting products in Dundrum. But anyway, the invitation stays there, 1857 15 815, if anyone from Dundrum wants to talk to us and explain whether they were involved in this or not. I presume they weren't, or whether they can stop it or not, I don't know. But Patrick, I just wonder, in fairness to this company GD in Derry, have they organised trips to Dundrum or other places before? Maybe they have, before COVID, and they were just doing the same thing. They weren't cashing in on COVID, in fairness.
I would presume so. I wouldn't say, but I've just seen a Dundrum statement came out on Facebook there saying that their trips, including large groups, are currently not in line with government guidance. So obviously they're not involved, and I wouldn't have thought they would have been involved with this.
You don't need your involvement. It's open doors.
That's the thing. So I think
they're customers.
They're clearly against this, and rightly so.
Where's the government guidance on large groups and shopping centres?
Well, I'm not too sure, but they're obviously getting it from somewhere now.
Where is it? And I'm not asking you, Patrick. This is into the solar system. I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Where is it in level 5 that the government guidance are saying that you can't have large groups in shopping centres? If that was the case, every shopping centre in the country would be shut down, wouldn't reopen next Wednesday.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Have you been told yet, Patrick, about your opening hours?
No, not yet, but they'd usually be extended in December anyway, so we were preparing. But I think 24 hours for us is out the window. I think Dundrum have the managing director, whoever it is, he said that they wouldn't facilitate it. But we usually be open till 11, 12, up to Christmas anyway. So it's not something new for us anyway.
Well, fair play to you. And Patrick, how have you managed during the lockdown? I hope you've got the PUP. Have you, or whatever?
It's been tough now because my mum, dad and sister all got COVID just before the second lockdown. So That was hard now, but we all live together, but I didn't get it for some strange reason. So it was strange. Right. But yeah, no, it was tough with them and balancing college as well. It was.
And how are your parents? Are they over it and your family?
Yeah, there are kind of repercussions of it, kind of the breathing's heavily and sometimes the fatigue of it as well, and some of their taste kind of didn't come back for a while. But they're all good, thankfully, and it wasn't as bad as other people have had it anyway.
And I tell you, you're okay. We haven't got a spokesperson for Dundrum, and I'm not asking you to be one, but you're a very clear communicator, and fair play to you. You're not an ambassador for Dundrum, but you're being extraordinarily fair, Patrick, about, and maybe they could supply a spokesperson. Maybe they realise a spokesperson wouldn't be as good as you. But anyway, no, I mean, I think you're being very fair. Stay there, Patrick. I have Aidan, who's in Armagh. Aidan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What do you think of this? Dundrum now are completely saying they're not welcome. basically. Trips from the north aren't welcome.
It's a bit of a one-sided kind of a debate so far, Joe.
Okay.
Nobody that's been on the lane so far has mentioned or acknowledged the hundreds and hundreds of Southern registered vehicles that were in border towns over this last 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
When the shops, I'm in Westmeath at the minute, when the shops in the south were locked down. And last Saturday morning,
okay,
there was a queue of between 80 and 100 metres long outside Smith's Toy Store near it.
Wow.
So,
and do you reckon they're from the south, Aidan? Well, you reckon you're going on the reg.
Obviously, very straightforward. You're going by all those. And in Derry, it'll be Donegal vehicles. And in Enniskillen, it'll be Sligo and Leitrim vehicles.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole way right around the border. It's a two-way thing, you know. And that's, like, no one during the whole pandemic since March has explained to any degree of satisfaction why the whole island wasn't treated as one unit in terms of disease prevention and virus control. They've done it for animals 18 or 19, 20 years ago.
They couldn't. Well, you know as well as I do, they couldn't get agreement in the executive.
They couldn't get agreement on it. But they got agreement 18 or 19 or 20 years ago, but that was a political thing. So therefore, people are going to take advantage, Joe.
Yeah, I understand that.
At the minute, the sterling is weak against the euro.
Okay.
And ties and a lot of those things are cheaper generally in the north than the
alcohol,
anyway.
Lots of food,
and
washing powder.
Have you saw the shopping trolleys going out of the major supermarkets around here? You'd wonder where on earth it's all going.
What's in the shopping trolleys? Give me the image.
Put it this way: you can buy a box of 20 bottles of beer.
Right.
And there are lots of brands available. You know them
Brewers
and Budweiser, whatever, right? 330 cl bottles, 20 of them in the box. £12 sterling.
Wow. And how much is that in
euros?
If
you go to buy that box in Dundalk, it's 19 or 20 euro.
I see the difference. And you're saying
the
trolleys are heaving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so, and be it with toys or be it with whatever. And it's the nature of the border. I live a mile and a half from the border.
Okay.
So, you know, for sometimes we do a lot of our shopping in Dundalk.
Mm-hmm.
Or we do some of the shopping in Yuri.
Yeah, that's,
we're in a fortunate position that we can do one or the other.
Yeah. 12
people will always take advantage of a border.
I understand.
It's like, always been the same, you know.
And 12 sterling, Aidan, I'm told, is €13.45. That's not bad, is it?
There you go. So that's on one box you save.
I know, one box,
yeah. £7.50 on a box.
£7.50, as they say. And Aidan, like, what do you think of what Leo Varadkar said last night? Now, he was lacerated for it. And it's gone on up until including the 1 o'clock news, where he dared suggest that people should think twice about going over the border either way while the figures are so tough.
Well, in fairness to him, it's that blinkered point of view again, isn't it? You know what I mean? Look at the hordes coming from the north, but no worries about the hordes going north.
Yeah.
You know, people will always take advantage of you, where money's concerned and
okay, stuff, but your point is there should have been an all-Ireland approach. All-Ireland is probably the best description, isn't it, in terms of the geography.
But, you know, it was, in arguably worse political times 20 years ago, it was possible to combat button mouth. And you'll remember all the washing stations and weed washing
and so on
and so forth. You'll remember all that.
But Aidan, it's complicated now. It's complicated now because of Brexit and all the political parties down here said over, I won't use any other phrase, but they said that under no circumstance will there be border posts. So it's conflated with Brexit now. Do you follow me?
I do follow you, but it's conflated by. And the majority in the north, politically speaking, that would look towards, they would look east, you know, before they would look south.
Yeah, but it's 55-45 at this stage, isn't it? If you look at numbers. But anyway, okay. I take your point.
It's closer to 52-48, maybe 51-49. But again, you know, it was a political thing. It wasn't done for epidemiological reasons, let's say, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay,
but
Aidan.
But the only point I want to make was
you
know,
and you've made it well, yeah.
You know, most roads in this country have traffic that goes two ways, you know, so, you know, and it has been.
Okay, well, as I say, Dundrum Shopping Centre, which, according to the trip that was organised, is the biggest in Ireland. I didn't know it was the biggest, but it's way up there. It's over 100 shops. They're saying that if a bus comes down from the... trips such as this one are currently not in line with government guidelines, but I'd love to see it. Because you're saying it wasn't, there was when the South was in lockdown and the North wasn't, which is, it's going to flip over the weekend as such, you're saying buses were allowed and groups were allowed go North. So why is there suddenly the Dundrum Shopping Centre...
I can't say that I saw any buses, but certainly lots of cars.
Lots of cars. Okay, Aidan, stay safe and appreciate your contribution. More after this. Joe at rt.ie, no matter where you are.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
A couple of updates which might give us some clarity on this. I'm reading a... statement from Councillor Anna Granger, Fine Gael, in the Dundrum area, and she's saying the response she's got from Dundrum: the safety and well-being of our colleagues, customers and retailers are the number one priority at Dundrum Town Centre. Please rest assured we take responsibility very seriously. Trips, including large groups, are currently not in line with government guidance, nor are they affiliated with the centre. We've contacted the bus company who have confirmed that the trip will not be going ahead. We look forward to welcoming customers back to the centre in a safe environment, and all visits must be in line with government guidance. We ask that all visitors are responsible and consider others when visiting. That's through Fine Gael Councillor Anna Granger. That's a statement that Dundrum are issuing. Now, there's another statement I'm told from GD Tours, and basically they said they've cancelled the trip in the last 15 minutes. Now, the word currently, I think, is these trips are currently not in line. I presume that's because of the county boundary. But on December the 18th, which gives a full week of shopping, they will be in line. Now, what the situation up north will be, we do not know. Or indeed, what the situation down south, we do not know, even though we're told that the roadmap is for the 18th to be all travel to be opened up. Where is Anne? Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You're listening to this. It's all gone up in smoke in the last 15 minutes. They say that they won't do it. Now, how are you going to stop people coming anyway?
Well, my point is, it's not so much the shopping thing. Yeah. It's like at the moment, the current situation is I can go 5 kilometres from my home.
Yeah, people have forgotten that. You know that.
Well, it seems that, but I haven't.
It's not enforced.
Well, I'm afraid to go further than my local town.
And I agree. And only for work, work. Yeah,
yeah.
But you're right. That is the current restriction. People cannot go more than 5K.
We can go from county to county.
Yeah.
Now, my partner, I live in Mayo. My partner lives in Tipperary, and I haven't seen my partner since. I've seen him once in February. Then we were closed down in March, and again once in August. Simply because either of us, or both of us, are afraid to break the regulations, and we respect other people and the travel and from county to county.
And you're doing it for your own safety and the safety of your family, which is
I am,
great.
And I would hope that others are doing the same, but they're obviously not. Like, the other day I was going to my local town and I seen a camper van with a Northern Reg on it, and I'm thinking to myself, how do they get down? And I can't go to Tipperary. I'd be afraid to, because... And he's just one of those who go with the regulations,
And then that camper van could turn around, if you checked them or whatever and said, what are you doing here? Yes. They say, I live down the road. This has belonged to my sister up in Belfast. She left it here 3 months ago. And I'm just... Yeah. So we don't know. But the thing is, it's not being enforced. Now, bring it back to what Leo Varadkar is reported as saying, that we should look at the border, especially in the next 5 or 6 weeks, given that we've now gone into two completely different jurisdictions. Mm. Down south is reopening, up north is closing. He's been contradicted and lambasted by everybody for even thinking that. What do you think of what Leo Varadkar said?
Well, I think that There's plenty of shops in the south to stay south and the north stay north. I mean, why spread it more than we need to?
But that's a partitionist mentality, you'll be told.
I suppose I would, but that's just my angle on it. Like, at the moment, my main thing is I just can't... Like, if I had known that it was this lax, it easy, and that everybody was going every place, I wouldn't have waited from August until the 18th of December to see my partner.
Well, you hear well, hopefully people won't, and I know you won't. You won't lower your bar to the level that other people abroad is. Mm-hmm. You will keep to the level that the high level that you've worked mm-hmm. to. But you heard Aidan in Armagh saying you couldn't get into Newry last weekend with the Southern Reg cars. Now they're all obviously travelling outside their county. They're travelling outside their country under the political situation
exactly.
that we're in.
And I'm afraid to travel outside my 5 kilometres. But having said that, I haven't seen any checkpoints. I've spoken to people, they haven't seen any checkpoints. I know somebody who went to Dublin the other day, there wasn't a checkpoint from Mayo to Dublin. So,
But who can you not see at the minute? Is it the way with the 5K? I know some people can be lucky their family can be within the 5K, but how?
Somebody wanted to, the closest person to me would be a brother. He would have to break his 5 kilometres. He lives, 30 kilometres from me.
Okay.
So he came to see me, but he's Pepperton. He said, you know, he felt he was breaking the regulations and he was on eggs, you know.
Yeah.
Well, as was I, because I said, well, if I don't want you to be caught, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, I see neighbours. I'm lucky to have neighbours. But as for that... My partner, it's hard to hold a relationship together for 9 months and meet twice, you know, depending on texts and chats, you know, on the phone.
Your partner's in a different part of the country.
My partner is in Tipperary and I'm in Mayo.
Okay, and where does he or she is in Tip? I want to ask who they are, that's your
own
business.
Yeah, in Tipperary, yeah. And therefore, I mean, both of us are afraid to travel across the county borders.
So how long, you refer to him as a he, how long have you not seen him?
Since August.
Wow.
Once in August, and before that it was March.
Wow, Anne.
Yeah, that's the truth, you know.
Fair play to you, you've really stuck to the regulations.
I have, and it's not been easy. It's really not easy, you know. It's what really gets under my skin is those that are travelling north. Basically, I don't care where they travel, but why are they breaking the 5? I know there are exceptions for the 5
kilometres. Because, as Aidan pointed out, it's human nature, unfortunately. If you can go, and I don't want to bring it down to beer all the time, but as he said, you can get a slab of beer in Newry for €13.45, which will cost over 20, 3 miles south in Dundalk. That's just one slab before you go anywhere.
So money, really. It's all down to money.
Yeah, well, that's... And again, we're in a situation where a lot of people are stretched for money.
Exactly, I suppose.
So it's a real... Okay, Anne, I hope you get to see... Will you be able to see your partner over Christmas?
Well, the 18th is open from county to county. So we'll see from then on. But that was just the point I wanted to make.
Okay,
about
and you made it well. Thanks indeed. Safe travelling.
Thank you.
Kiva Kavanagh of Pierce Kavanagh Coaches, which is down in Orlingford, isn't it, Kiva? It's not
your
base.
Yes, yes, the centre of the country.
Had you ever heard of this company in Derry, GD Tours?
I have, and it was a silly thing to do. But, Joe, they've got terrible abuse now on social media. I'm watching us here, an awful lot of wicked abuse. And it was a silly thing to do. They've apologised.
Okay,
I don't
that's
think
the
make
end of
it.
It
again.
And in fairness, just help me here, Kiva, because GD won't come on. But in fairness to GD, have they organised shopping trips pre-COVID? Do you follow me?
Yes, the same as us. We've
So GD, you're still welcome to come on. GD weren't cashing in on the COVID, the differences
they're
north
a coach,
and south.
Not at all, Joe. Okay. They're a coach tour operator and they organise coach trips to Ireland and around Northern Ireland as well. Now, I'm not speaking on their behalf.
Okay.
And I suppose they just thought it was some sort of commercial opportunity. It was the wrong thing to do, completely wrong thing. And they've apologised.
Okay.
And I think everybody, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
That's, yeah, of course, absolutely.
They were big enough to apologise. They possibly should have come on and said it was the wrong thing to do. But, Joe, there's a few issues with regard to these. We do coach trips ourselves.
Okay.
Around this time of year, we do shopping trips. And we made the commercial decision mid-September to cancel all our shopping trips.
Wow.
We do have one still outstanding for the beginning of December after lockdown, but it's a shopping trip to Dublin. And I very, very much doubt that we will be able to continue with that shopping trip because coaches are reduced in capacity. At the moment, we're travelling at 25% capacity, the actual coach industry, which means really your break-even point, you just can't achieve it in any sort of coach trip. And also, we're not sure now whether post this lockdown, whether you would still be limited to a restriction. You mightn't be able to travel more than 5 or 10 kilometres, which makes maybe people from Cork or Limerick or Waterford unable to go to Dublin shopping. So clarity will be needed on that.
And pre the pandemic, Kevan, that world which none of us can remember at this stage, even though it was only 9 months ago, previous to this pandemic, where did you organise, how busy were your trips to Northern Ireland, Dublin,
very
the UK?
Busy. Yeah, very, very busy. We would bring thousands of people Christmas shopping. Dublin was very, very popular with us. Okay. We had a lot of people from Waterford, Cork, Fermoy, Limerick heading. We would do an overnight, you know, they would head to Grafton Street or Collins Street on Saturday. We would overnight them in one of the Clayton hotels, and then they would go to Dundrum on Sunday. And it was always very, very successful.
And
thanks to the Guild.
And it was popular because you didn't have to look for parking. It was part of the Christmas holiday.
Oh, we took care of everything. Just get
everything
on the bus.
Yeah, great.
And it was wonderful. And we had hoped that, you know, come September when we were cancelling all the UK and Belfast trips, we had hoped that we would have been able to run maybe 3 or 4 times the amount that we would normally run for Dublin. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think people are going to be too anxious to hop on a bus and go from Cork to Dublin, even if we're just running at 25%. So I cannot see it happening. But I think people need to be really, really careful. The main thing is, first of all, everybody's health. And second of all, that we are with our loved ones at Christmas.
And Kiva, how have Cavanagh, which Piers Cavanagh coach is one of the biggest in the country and one of the oldest, have you managed during the pandemic?
Oh, Joe, it's been a disaster, an utter disaster. Around St. Patrick's Day, everything came to a grinding halt. Our entire fleet was stopped. Every American and Canadian tour, which is the market that we do, we don't do European tours, that all ground to a halt. Now, everything that was cancelled this year has been rebooked for next year, but our clients overseas are not very positive at the moment about next year either, and they really feel realistically it'll be 2023 with a vaccine coming out shortly before the market actually returns to where it was in 2019. So it's an utter disaster for the coach tourism industry because we have hundreds of thousands of euros of machinery. Bear in mind, each coach is between 250 and 300,000 sitting there. With some people haven't got moratoriums. Some people did get them and they're over now. So there's tens of thousands of euros in repayments and there is nothing coming in. Nothing. There are weeds growing up in between the wheels of the bus. And the lack of support and assistance that we have been given as an industry is shocking. And it's an industry that employs 11,500 people. So all of these little trips around Christmas time were always very, very important for me and my industry colleagues. You know, it kept the
And for the shops, and for the hotels, and for the bars and the coffee shops and the pubs.
And I have to say, Joe, always we've had phenomenal service from our hotel partners in Dublin have always been flexible, literally right up until the buses will be turning up and say, you know, two have cancelled or we have an extra two on the bus. Even Dundrum Shopping Centre, they would organise somewhere for the coaches to park. The security man would come out, you know, they would give the driver a voucher, you know, to go and get his lunch. You know, they really looked after coach business, as did Liffey Valley and Blanchardstown. But this is not the year for it, Joe. The health and safety of everybody in this country should be paramount to in our minds, and that's what we should be concentrating. So we can get back to real life.
And Kiva, how many coaches does Piers Cavanagh have?
Oh, at the moment, we're down to about 30, Joe. We were quite lucky that we managed to sell some coaches in November, December, January, February, and we got round to not having to replace them. You know, they were ordered, but they didn't come in February or in April.
And who do you sell coaches to in the middle of a pandemic?
No, this was before pandemic.
Yeah,
and then, you know, our new coaches would have been due in April and May for our incoming season. And we were very lucky that our Volvo, our partner, the company that supplies us the coaches in the UK, they were very lucky that they cancelled our order and they've held them over for next year. So look, we're lucky that way. But, I mean, we're still exposed, as is the entire industry. So as an industry, to be honest, Joe, it's absolutely on its knees. And it is a vital part of the cog of the wheel for Irish tourism to get tourists. everywhere throughout the country. So when the market recovers, the coach industry needs to be there. And if it doesn't get the support that it needs, it won't be there. And then we're going to be in trouble. How are all these hundreds of thousands of coach tourism passengers going to move around Ireland? In fact, last year, there was over 2 million people that took some sort of a coach tour break in Ireland.
Wow.
Huge, huge, huge part of our tourism sector. But it is. Look, I think this company made a mistake. They've
that's
apologized.
Fine. That's the end of that. That's
the
end of that.
I think the abuse needs to stop.
But Leo Varadkar's point still stands, does it not? Even though he doesn't, because he's been bounced left, right and centre on the plinth by every political party, including his own Taoiseach, so to speak.
Yeah.
And his point was, we should have a conversation about this.
Yeah, well, look, the conversation should have been on day one that we took an all-island approach to this. It was ridiculous. It really was silly. I don't understand the logic thinking behind not coming on board. The entire island would have been better off. So there has to be some sort of control and maintenance on this to ensure that and it is, like I said, 2 or 3 times, our only issue going forward is everybody's health and well-being. We need to get over this, and we need to make sure that we're with our loved ones at Christmas. And my thoughts go out, Joe, most of all, to people who have loved ones at the moment in hospitals and nursing homes that they can't get to them. That's how we need to be recovering to make sure these people have access to their loved ones.
Kiva, when are you going to become head of the association that speaks on behalf of coach tours?
I'm part of this. I am actually part of the executive of the Coach Tourism Transport Council. But I think maybe,
because if I'm right, you're the same Kiva Kavanagh who came on to us about 3 years ago, and you predicted the mess up that was going to be the Papal Mass in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah, that's me. We move on from that, Joe.
You were dead right. You said the organisation of it was completely OTT. Yeah. People just wouldn't turn up. People were cancelling with you left, right and centre.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. One-tenth of the amount that the church had hoped to turn up turned up at the Phoenix Park.
I hope when I reach the pearly gates now.
Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll give me the numbers for Saturday night's lotto. You're not good at predicting things, Kiva. Kiva, stay safe.
Well, do you know what, Joe? If I do win it, the only place I'll be able to go to maybe is Loch Derg.
You don't have to go there, I'm sure. Kiva Kavanagh, well done. And best of luck to you and all your great staff and the great business that is the coach business in the country. Fiona Barnes, before the break, back to Dundrum said, no way, Jose. I presume Dundrum are saying nobody from outside of Dublin can come to Dundrum from next Wednesday. How are they going to police that? But anyway, Fiona, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good.
My point was that, like, in a time where we are supposed to be supporting maybe our local business and buying Irish and buying from small businesses, being a small business owner myself, I don't understand why Coach, well, now obviously it's not happening, but why it was even an opportunity or somebody thought it was a good idea to coach big busloads of people down from one part of the country down south here to shop in the likes of the chains, you know, the Pennies, the Dunnes. They have all that, surely to God, at their front door up there.
But they're closing unless it's food, which Dunnes do have. But all of them are closing as from midnight tonight.
Necessary.
But they're closing from midnight tonight. The Sainsbury's, the supermarkets are staying open, but the other shops are going.
Online shopping, click and collect, I just think there are a lot of other avenues that could be explored before you have to go, you know, travelling across like a very long distance, you know, just to get your socks and your Christmas pyjamas.
Okay, thanks, Fiona. We have Damien Casty from GD Tours. Damien, good afternoon.
How are you?
How are you doing? Are you well?
Well, it wasn't too bad to all this negativity started happening.
When did you come up with the idea, Damien, to organise a trip?
I've planned this a way back, and I posted it up to go on the 21st
of
last
November.
Month.
Okay, of this
but
month.
But then, with the way things went, I just didn't bother with it, you know,
Dundrum was closed on the 24th of November, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't closed at the time I was.
Well, I know, thinking of
all this. Okay. You know.
And then when did you come up with the idea of December the 5th for the trip?
Well, we were just sitting there last night and somebody said to me the restrictions are off down south. And I thought, well, restrictions come into force here this evening.
That's right, midnight.
That's you know, why not? There'd be people already had the trip booked for the 21st, had phoned me yesterday evening to see if it was
okay.
It was a rescheduling it or what. And I says, you know what? I says, there's families down south, and well, they're coming on up here, so we'll try the 5th of December. Not thinking, mm-hmm. you know, the fortnight. If it had went to the 12th, would there have been as much controversy over the head of this?
Well, the 18th, when everything opens up again here, the travel restrictions. Now, did you have you, Damien? Have you have GD tours? Are you the MD? Are you the owner? Are you the boss?
It's only a part time thing.
Okay, okay, good man. Fair play. So, GD tours, Damien. Have you organised these trips to Dublin before COVID?
Yes.
Okay, and how popular were they?
Fairly popular down last year down in Blanchardstown.
Okay, and what's the procedure? You put up an ad or social media?
I up on Facebook. Just put a wee ad up. If anybody's interested, we'll give my number's there. They give me a ring. They book it. Arrange a pickup point, times, lift them, and away we go.
And do you have coaches, or you hire coaches?
I hire coaches.
Oh, good man, and fair play. So you're providing employment to people and a service. So you're how popular before COVID were the trips from Derry? Are you just, do you just operate out of Derry, stroke London?
Well, it just depends on where people would phone me and look to book from, you know.
You could, well, have you done trips from Belfast, I suppose, or Coleraine?
Done Tato Park there in September, and I packed, well, it was only four up in Belfast, but there was a few pickups there, Marafelt, on the way to Belfast, and then go ahead, you know.
And they've been working before COVID. Well, you've done some during when the lockdown was lifted. But they're popular.
Well, they're not as popular as you'd like them to be, but they're...
Well, you keep doing.
I
hope you're not losing money on it, are you, Damien?
Well, at the start, I was. But like, how do you turn around and tell 30 people if you need roughly 35 to cover your expenses that you can't take 30 people because you need an R5? So I done them. I've done them at a loss.
Did you?
Yes.
And had you got many bookings for this one for Saturday week, which has now been cancelled to Dundrum?
No, I hadn't, because as I say, that one there, I'd only actually put it up there last night.
Okay. And have you done Dundrum before?
I had not.
Okay. And do you ring Dundrum and say, have you got a coach park, or what's the story? Can I make my
call? Well, I knew they had a coach park.
Okay. But you don't ring Dundrum and say, is it okay?
No, I didn't see no, you know.
They're glad of the business. So what, I hope because of December 5th and the regulations, were you aware that you can't, in the Republic, the regulations as of now, are you can't travel outside your county for any reason apart from essential journeys, looking after an older person or someone who's unwell, are actually going to work. Were you aware that was still in force after next Wednesday?
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
no.
You thought the whole thing was lifting.
Ah.
So it was a genuine mistake on your part.
Well, yes.
Okay. And 25 quid a head is a good price. It's a great service, by the way. I don't have to drive. I don't have to look for parking. I don't have to worry. You put all my bags underneath in the storage area coming back. You stop at Apple Green coming back and coming down and going back. There's a bit of, hopefully, a bit of atmosphere on the bus. People yapping to each other or whatever. So it's a good service.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're not making money.
No, well, I haven't made a lot.
Okay. And well, Damien, in fairness, will you come back at it again when the pandemic is over?
Well, everybody's quick to jump on the bandwagon about this, but like, if you look at my website, I've advertised tours for next year, and it's all down south. My wife's from Bantry Bay.
So you're saying
you couldn't get a more beautiful place in the country.
Yeah, and you couldn't get a more beautiful wife as well, I'm sure, Damien. Throw that in, will you, quickly, if she's listening. No, but you're saying you bring business down south. Okay.
I love
the
south.
Okay.
You know, why go to England? Why go to Scotland? Them places when we have the scenery and the hospitality you get in Ireland is unreal.
Okay. And... What's the situation like up north, Damien? Well, we have a fair idea from our own listeners, but in terms of COVID, are you worried? The lockdown, what's that going to mean now for the next fortnight coming up to Christmas for not just you, but obviously for
a lot of people? Well, it's coming on to that time of year where you'd be expecting a lot of school kids coming out there now. Mm. Well, where you'd be expecting things to be busy, and of course everybody's restricted. Yeah. So
okay,
it's not exactly what anybody's looking forward to.
Okay. Are you doing a school run there, Damien?
No, it's just picking up my own school kids here.
Good man, good man, good man. Stay safe. So your point is, you had the idea last night. It was a genuine mistake. But that doesn't, has nothing to do with you, Damien. That doesn't stop people from the north coming down here and vice versa, which apparently was happening up to today, to try and get a few bargains.
Just passed three cars there, Dublin registrations, on the way they left the kids from school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Damien, stay well. You're a young man, are you, Damien?
Well, big 5-0 passed there last year. You call that young?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay, Damien Cassidy of GD Tours. As you say, it was a genuine mistake. You didn't realise the county to county was...
didn't realise you had to check into everything. It's
stringent,
you know.
And in fairness, you, which I think is your strong card. You organised these trips before COVID.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's. And Damien, thanks for coming on. Fair play to you.
Thanks very
and
much.
Kind regards to you and your family and your wife from Bantry. That's Damien Cassidy of GD Tours.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
If you want a good news story, here's a good news story. Marching up the aisle behind us because John Leonard and Rebecca McCormack have just got married. Is that correct, John?
That's right. How are you, Joe? Happiest man in Ireland today.
When did you get married?
I'd say about an hour ago, Joe.
Oh, well, congratulations.
An hour and a half ago.
And tell us where it...
Yeah. I drove my own car in, Joe. I put a couple of ribbons around and I drove my own car in.
Tell us, where did you get married?
We got married in the registry office in Dublin, and a big thank you to all the staff there. Mark, the registrar, was terrific. They were great.
And John, how many of you at the wedding?
Hold on, I have to count the pink now, Joe.
Okay.
Seven of them.
Seven. Okay, all social distance and done under the regulations.
Yeah, it was terrific, Joe. And the staff in there were wonderful. I married the love of my life today, Joe. A wonderful, beautiful person, you know. So,
well, tell us a bit about her.
Well, we met in Cafe Insane. I call it Cafe Insane.
In Dawson Street in Dublin.
Just off Dawson Street. We fell in love straight away, Joe.
Wow.
As soon as that was nine years ago.
And what do you mean you fell in love straight away, John?
As soon as I seen the look in her eyes, I just said, I'm going to marry this girl. Of course, it's my second go around.
Yeah, but that's it. And what happened next?
Well, we dated for a while. And
no, but you went up to her. You didn't just hypnotise a woman.
No. The first thing, my first words that came from my mouth, Joe, was, do you like chicken? And she said yes, and I said grab a wing. So I gave her my arm, and we walked into Cafe Insane, and we had a lovely night, you know. So it's been a few years later. We've stayed together since then, and a few years later, then I lost a son from a previous marriage.
Ah, sorry,
Jordan. He was only 16, and he had a disability.
God rest him.
And ever since then, Rebecca never left me side. She's been glued to me. I call her my koala bear, Joe.
Okay,
and she's been glued to me side. So it's great. I'm sitting here in Port Marnock, Joe, outside the ice cream kiosk. Now, they're closed.
I know, well, yeah.
And my mother is waving at me in the car over there. Joe, I'll give you a laugh. I said to her this morning, Mam, I might be on Joe Duffy later on. She said, why? What are you going to talk about? I said, Mam, the wedding.
And what are you doing on Port Marnock Beach an hour after?
We're just going to take a few photographs and get a little bit of fresh air. And then we're going back to the house. We're just going to get a takeaway. So all nice and simple, Joe, you know.
Brilliant.
Like, it has been very tough for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm in the hairdressing business, Joe, for the last 22 years. But you know what, Joe? I've actually really enjoyed the lockdown. I made the most of it, you know. And a big hi to all my customers there from Leonard Hairdressing on the Malahide Road.
And John, when did you, well, maybe, can I go to, is Rebecca there with you, or has she arrived in the separate car at this stage?
No, you've actually separated me, Joe, because she's in the car behind me.
Gotcha, like Liz Taylor and Richard Burton, you separated about an hour after getting married. Rebecca.
Hello, hi.
Congratulations, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. We're so happy.
And I hope you heard what he said about you, the love of his life.
I did. And he is the love of my life. We are so happy. We're the best of friends in the whole world. We're just so good together.
And Rebecca, do you remember meeting him in Cafe
Insane?
Yes, Insane?
I do remember. It was an amazing night, and it really, really was. And we really did just instantly just click, and it was
Were you on your own?
No, I was with a friend.
Okay.
So
you're walking up, I'm trying to get the picture here, you're walking up to Cafe Insane. And this cheeky chap comes up to you and says, do you like chicken?
I know. grab a wing.
and did you grab his arm?
Yes, I did.
You didn't say, you cheeky fecker.
No, because he's so gorgeous. No, I didn't.
And you were together. You were. And did you ask him to marry you, or vice versa?
No, he asked me. He asked me.
And tell us when he did that. You tell me when he did it.
We had always talked about it, and we always knew we were going to get married. But I think we had a few things to tidy up before, because we were both married before.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
And we have children, so we had to kind of tie everything up to make sure everything worked. But we've always discussed it. And then just at the beginning of this year, then we decided that we were going to do it this year. Of course, nobody thought that the pandemic was going to come. And then we realized then we weren't going to have like a kind of a big family. We wouldn't have had a big family wedding, but we knew that we wanted to have, you know, a small intimate. Now, today, obviously, is very small and intimate, but it was perfect. It was perfect, just us and the girls, and it was perfect.
That's incredible. So what's the plan for the rest of the day, Rebecca?
So we're sitting on the beach, we're sitting just at the beach here, and we're going to have just a little walk on the beach because it's a stunning day. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. What a sky.
Gorgeous. And then we're just going to go back to the house, and we're just going to get something to eat. That's it. Very simple.
But Rebecca, I know you said you always kind of knew you're good, but you didn't. Yeah. You didn't know that night in Cafe Insane that
probably not that night. Now, I wouldn't be that. It's not amazing. I didn't know that night.
But you know something,
though? We really, I suppose from early on, though, we were just the greatest friends in the world. I think we both needed just something really good and nice in our life and kind. And John is a very, very, very kind person. And it was just perfect. He really is so kind.
Rebecca, but you wouldn't you didn't let him do your hair for the wedding, did you?
I did. He did my hair. I have a bun.
We'll send you a few photographs, Joe, for your, and you can put them up on your website.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Rebecca forgot to mention, Joe, that she works. She's in the frontline worker. She works in the NHS in a wonderful hospital.
Whereabouts?
In St. Luke's. In St. Luke's Hospital in Asgard.
Rebecca.
And the staff there are just all so incredible. They really are.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca, for everything you've done. And have you? Is today one of your first breaks?
I haven't had much time off this year. It is actually. Well, no, I've been off all this week. I've been off since Friday.
Preparing and whatever.
And Joe, another thing: the staff in St. Luke's actually have no idea the wedding was happening today, so wanted to keep it a surprise.
Oh, you wanted to surprise them, Rebecca.
No, it was just a secret because we just didn't tell anyone. We just, you know, we just also got married. And
so I said this morning to Rebecca, not only will St. Luke's know, the whole of Ireland's going to know you got married.
That's well done. And John, you're going to reopen next Wednesday, are you?
Yes, we're reopening next Wednesday. So hi to all my customers, new and old, Joe, everybody.
So your honeymoon in Barbados has to be.
Oh, I know.
Yes, that will be cancelled for next year, Joe. But you know what, can I just say, Joe, I'm very proud to be Irish. And I'm very proud of the people of Ireland. I think they've done a terrific job in the pandemic. And we will get back to normal. You know, we will get back to live our lives. And we're a brilliant nation. And we're lovely people. And I'm proud of Irish. And I'm proud of the Irish nation. And we deserve a pat on the back. And everybody's done really, really well.
Okay, well done. Well said, John. Well said, mm-hmm. John. Yeah. You know, and John, where is the wedding breakfast coming from? Where's the takeaway coming from?
Siam Thai and Malahide will be delighted.
Oh,
with
yeah,
this,
they're, so, well, they're but, very popular, well known.
They're
yeah.
very popular, yeah, and they're lovely people. So
and did you, given that you only had 7 people, that's, well, you're allowed 25, but did yeah. you have to knock many people off the list?
Most of our family, we have a very close family. I want to say hello to my mother, Carmen, she's across, and my sister, Christine, sitting in the car. Actually,
see them, yeah.
And, most people are very happy to see us happy, Joe, you know, and it kind of, it suited us. We're a very close family. We all love each other, and we don't need, you know, nights out or anything like that to tell each other we love each other. We do it every day anyway, Joe, you know.
And Rebecca, did you hear John say what that was? Well, it was a lovely, unusual. He said, "What did you say? She's like my koala bear. She's by my side all the time."
That's what he calls me, koala bear, because we never leave each other's side. That is genuine. We are always together. Everything is together. Honestly.
And is that his pet name for you, koala bear?
Yeah, he calls me koala bear. Yeah.
And what do you call him? Speak freely, Rebecca.
No, just John. He's my John. That's
my John.
My John.
My John.
Okay. Yeah, and I know you mentioned that you lost the boy, John, so I'm conscious of that.
And Lord rest him, yeah.
And I know you thought about him today, both of you, and many more on this wonderful occasion.
Yeah.
So best of luck to the two of you.
John, thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And congratulations on your excellent work you do yourself, Joe.
It's the team.
I admire you.
You're very good, John, and I admire you, and I admire Rebecca and everyone
Thank
like you,
you
and
Thank
I admire
you.
All the frontline workers who what they do is what we do is a grain of sand compared to the Sahara desert of effort and courage and strength that they put in. But well said, John. John, by the way, before you go, the two of you, Rebecca, you mentioned koala bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the only place we've been feverishly in the last 7 minutes looking for a koala bear in Ireland. We found, I know there's a few in Dublin in the zoo, but it's closed at the minute. And it's probably a bit too close for it to make a honeymoon out of it. So we found one in Fota Island Resort. They have a koala bear. So what we're going to do is we're sending you. Rebecca, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from, up in the Dublin Mountains, way up in the Dublin Mountains, up near Johnny Fox's.
Oh, Johnny Fox's, okay. And John, where are you from originally?
I'm from Fingus originally, John.
Well done. Okay, so this is a good spot. The two of you are going to Cork, when you can, by the way.
Oh, my God.
When restrictions lift, you're getting 2 nights, if you wish. 2 nights in the beautiful, luxurious Kingsley Hotel and Spa in Cork City.
Oh, wonderful.
Breakfast. Oh, my God, that is so breakfast each morning in bed, if you wish, with your koala bear. a bottle of Prosecco, afternoon tea. And it's not over yet. Because of your koala bear obsession, you'll spend another night in the 5-star Fota Island Resort with a 3-course dinner, Prosecco, and relax and unwind in the stunning surroundings there.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. Thank you so much.
And you visit.
So nice.
Well,
so nice.
Both of you individually, because of the work you do, you as a wonderful frontline worker, Rebecca, and John is doing the hairdressing and what all the barbers and hairdressers have gone through. Both of you deserve that individually, but this is this is one part of your honeymoon. Is that okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks to the Kingsley
Hotel and the Fota Island Resort who jumped in with that. When you mentioned koala bear. Now, isn't it a pity, John, that you didn't say something like, I call her my Galapagos Island turtle. And we could have got you out to the Galapagos Islands. You're gone. Yeah, but it's still a wonderful ad. You're a tonic.
You.
If you send us in photographs,
can we put them up?
Okay.
Yeah.
And many years.
Thank you very much. You're so kind. Thank you to everybody. Thank you so much to everybody. Thank you.
And not just for happiness and health for the two of you, but for all those that you brought happiness and health to as well. Oh. That's Rebecca Leonard, Niamh McCormick, and John Leonard who got married. How is the marriage going, Rebecca? It's nearly 2 hours.
Fabulous.
Okay. Okay. Health and happiness and love and strength to all around you, and especially
Thank
to
you.
The two of you. That's Rebecca McCormick and John Leonard, who are now husband and wife. And thank you. What can we say? Congratulations. What can we say? Well done. Well done. Well done. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.